Hello and welcome to Kids View Devotional. I'm Ada Barrett and today we are talking about growth. Have you ever measured yourself? Maybe at your house you even have a place where you compare your measurements year over year. How much did you grow last year and how much do you think you'll grow this year? Well, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about growth. But first, I'd like to thank the Johnson and Brown families for making today's episode possible. Parents, to learn more about supporting this podcast or to submit a daily verse or prayer to be spotlighted in a future episode, visit us at anchor.fm/kidsview. Okay, back to growth. Now, you may not be able to predict how much you'll grow each year, but you can be sure you are going to grow every single day. Whenever I see a boy or girl at the store, or on the playground playing, or at Sunday school, I often think, can it be possible this energetic kid was ever a quiet, helpless baby? I think that about my own kiddo as I see her becoming more and more independent, just like you. But we all start that way, and we grow, and we keep on growing. It is often said of the boy Jesus, he grew. His growth was natural. There was nothing of precociousness in the childhood of Jesus. He grew just as every boy grows. In fact, there's an old story that's passed down for generations that says, "A simple-hearted child was he, and he was nothing more. In summer days like you and me, he played about the door, or gathered where his father toiled the shavings from the floor." Like us, Jesus's growth continued. It did not stop with childhood, but right on through boyhood, youth, and manhood, he kept growing. Best of all, his growth was balanced. He grew physically, but he also grew mentally and spiritually. He had a sound body. He loved the outdoors. He loved nature. He talked almost chiefly about seeds and grains and harvests and trees and birds and living waters, all the things that grow. Boys and girls, I encourage you to strive to grow. Be like Jesus, who grew inward and outward and upward, and selfward and manward and Godward. Now, you may think you have no control in how you grow. That's true in a way. God has determined for us how tall we'll be, what size feet we'll have, and more. But you absolutely have control of how you grow spiritually, how you grow inward, outward, and upward. How can I grow, you ask? Well, I'll tell you by passing on a secret that has been passed down for generations, much like the story we heard before. Think of the word grow. It is spelled G-R-O-W. A little something to help you to remember is to think of it this way. The G stands for go, the R for right, the O for on, and the W for working. Put it all together and you get go right on working. Go right on working on yourself. Keep learning and practicing and growing on the inside just as much as you are on the outside. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day and for this life. Thank you for helping me grow both inside and out. And please help me to remember that each day is the opportunity to learn and to be closer to you, the opportunity to grow spiritually. And for that, I am so very grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend Amelia is here to share our verse for the day. Amelia?
Our verse today is Luke chapter 2, verse 40. And the child grew and waxed strong with spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Parents, for more information about today's episode and topic, as well as exclusive content to reinforce lessons, join us at anchor.fm/kidsview.